You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Going to talk some high school baseball here today on the Coach's Corner. And as we get into spring break, really not a lot going on locally throughout the next few days. However, the Carbon High School baseball team will have a game at home later this week, Thursday. They'll square off with Salem Hills. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Region 13 play. Friday, we had a thriller. It did not end in Carbon's favor as they fall to Manti 7-6. Manti with a walk-off solo shot to close out the game. And we'll look at the rest of the Region 13 slate for the Dinos. Joining us right now in studio, we have manager Rob Smith. Coach, it's great to get you in. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I know it's moving right along. Here we are now 14 games into the season. But I think a great place to start, Coach, will be Friday's game. Big one against Manti. And this one came down to the wire. You guys managed to fight back, tie it up going into the bottom of the seventh inning. And then Manti with a solo shot to kind of end it. Nonetheless, much improvement from the first meeting against Manti. I'm assuming that's the way you would view that.
Yeah, definitely had better approaches at the plate in the second game than the first one. You know, the boys didn't quit. You got to hand it to our guys for not quitting, going down 5-3 late in the game. 5-2 late in the game and coming back and making it a ball game and a tie game in the seventh inning. Unfortunately, they got us there at the end.
I know that anytime you go up against a region opponent, I mean, especially early on, right? You want to pocket as many wins as possible, especially when you have a team like Union. But you and I were talking during that last break, and you said, hey, this Manti team, they're pretty good. This is a good baseball team.
Yeah, they've got some studs on their team, a couple kids that moved in from out of state. And really, I think those two kids have made the team, change their team culture, team atmosphere. You know, those two kids that moved in are ball players, and the kids around them are feeding off of it.
If we look at some of the positives for your team specifically in this game, I know every time you and I have talked this year, you've talked about making sure we're getting quality at bats, right? The approach at the plate. I mean, that's always one of your biggest points of emphasis. Adrian Vasquez, senior on your team, you couldn't ask for much more than what he gave you guys on Friday. He was awesome at the plate.
Yeah. Adrian had a great game, swung it really well. But yeah, for the most part, all the kids are starting to buy into what we're asking them to do, and it's starting to show. We're starting to hit the ball. Unfortunately, you know, there was a couple times in that Manti game on Friday we left bases loaded three times. So, you know, that hurts, but, you know, we keep working at it. Those balls will fall for us.
Typically, if you score six runs, you accumulate nine hits, you keep those errors two or less, you're going to win baseball games. And unfortunately, I guess this would be an anomaly, right? Because you guys did score six runs, you did have nine hits, you had two errors. I think there's improvement across the board, but you still come up just short. Still, I would assume that more times than not, Coach, those are numbers that will lead to a win.
Yeah, and they should. You know, the two errors, they did hurt us a little bit, did cost us some pivotal runs. But again, you think back, you make those plays, or you have one or two little hits when the bases are loaded, and we easily win that game.
Looking at what's next for you guys in league play, that's kind of the direction I want to go before we talk about Salem Hills. It kind of puts a lot of emphasis on this next set, Coach, and that's North Sam Pete. That's next week, and it's a team where, well, there's a lot of history between these two squads, right? I mean, it seems like regardless of how things play out in the regular season, North Sam Pete and Carbon are destined to run into each other in the state tournament. But the two losses to Manti really put a lot of emphasis on this set next week.
Yeah, you know, we got to go out and take care of business. They've got us the last 2 years in the state playoff games. You know, if the kids buy in and they work hard on what we're trying to get them to do, I think we can go out and take two wins.
Does that matter when you look back, especially for the seniors on this team? Do they approach this game with maybe a little animosity, knowing it's the team that's ended our season the last 2 years?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully we go out and play with a little swagger and, you know, have the confidence that we can go beat these guys.
I know it's such a short region, Coach. Once we get past this North Sam Pete series, really after that it's Union and Emory. That's all that's really left on this non-region slate. When you look at the competition, the eight games that you get to play against these teams, how, I guess the word is, how comparable is it to what we're going to see throughout the rest of 3A now that we have a little bit of time under our belts and we've been able to look at some of these other teams?
Our region's always tough. I think, our region's always kind of been one of the better regions. But definitely interesting to see what it will be like throughout the other regions. I mean, the South region's always tough as well with Canyon View, Juab. We will see Juab before the end of the season. So, something we got. I mean, North Sam Pete beat Canyon View last week as well. I think 3A is kind of, there's good competition throughout it.
It's a gauntlet.
Yeah.
Always kind of has been, right?
Yep.
Again, Coach Rob Smith joining us right now, manager of the Carbon Dinos. Coach, if we talk about some of the kids that have really gotten off to a hot start for you this year, one of the hitters that we got to talk about, it is Jordan Nichols. At 14 games into a season, he's hitting close to 450. I mean, those are outstanding numbers for that sample size.
Yeah. Jordan's been swinging it really well for us. You got to hand it to him. He works his butt off. Adrian Vasquez has been swinging it really well. Jason Urbanek's been swinging it really well. Brody Ware, those kids are kind of the ones that are the lead in the group. But there's kids behind them too that are swinging it really well too, and going to start seeing improvement there as well.
We've seen some power from Logan Bennett, right, which could be a great complement to a couple of kids that are hitting 430, 420. You mentioned Adrian Vasquez, kid that goes 5 for 5 a week ago. But when you have that power from Logan in that lineup, how does that change things for you guys offensively?
Definitely gives us, one thing I told Logan, he goes, we go. As the leadoff hitter, if he gets on, we're going to try our best to score him. That's the goal. You get a guy on, get him over, and get him in.
You've also been able to be fairly aggressive with Logan, right, when he's on base. I believe he leads the team in stolen bases, if I'm not mistaken, or close to it.
Yeah, close to it, for sure. Probably one of our better base stealers. Always gives us an opportunity.
You did mention Jason Urbanek, and I know you and I had a conversation about Jason early on in the season after that first weekend. Here's a freshman that you guys have really had to rely on. He's hitting just under 400, but as you said, there's a lot of luck that is involved. He had some bad luck. I mean, he hit the ball right on the screws against Manti a couple of times and unfortunately couldn't come up with a big hit. But, I mean, he's giving you a lot right now at the plate for a freshman.
Yeah, you got to hand it to Jason. He works hard. He always puts the bat on the ball, doesn't have a ton of strikeouts. I think he struck out once this year as a freshman, and that's pretty good. He gives us an opportunity to get on base, to score runs, puts the ball in play, and that's what we ask.
I did ask you what it's like for a freshman to be getting so much varsity time, and I think this is proof to what type of culture you guys have at Carbon High School. They're all really supportive of Jason, right? And that's, I think it's a fair question. You never really know how seniors or juniors are going to react to a freshman that just walks right in and immediately gets some varsity time.
Like I told you off air, the kids are supportive of him. They have his back. And that's what you got to ask, what's best for the team. And I think those seniors and juniors, they believe he's the best guy there for that opportunity and to be catching and pushing other kids as well.
Let's talk about what you guys are getting in the form of pitching. And I think, one of the things that always stands out with Carbon is you have a great group of kids. You told me at the beginning of the year, there's not a single kid on this team that you wouldn't feel comfortable with throwing out there if you absolutely had to. Is that still true now that we get to the end of March?
Yeah. I mean, as a coach, you always hope they would do better. I still think we're walking too many guys. We're getting too deep in counts. Definitely could improve that way, but yeah, I feel comfortable throwing anybody out there at this point.
And I know what we talked about Jordan at the plate, but also on the mound. I mean, he's given you 5 appearances so far this year. ERA changes a little bit based off what went down against Manti, but still, I mean, he's been solid for you guys. I know that we've seen Paxton Falk a few times out there as well, and Pappas is another. I mean, you've had some pretty consistent arms. While you can go deep, you've had 3 or 4 really consistent arms.
Yeah, those guys have thrown a lot recently, and you will see more guys throughout the rest of the region as we see fit. Those are our main guys right now, and the others are going to fill in and help us out as well.
How much better have you guys gotten as a team, Coach, since that very first series where you guys had, or first weekend rather, where you guys had to travel out of the area to the end of March? I mean, it's about a month now, right? How much have you improved?
Definitely improved a ton. You know, wins and losses, it doesn't always, you don't always look at that as a coach. You know, we talk to the guys, you know, our goal is to improve each day, each pitch, and each game. And I think we are doing that, and we're seeing it, and we're seeing the hard work in practice, to seeing the kids buy into that. You know, the ultimate goal is to win state. So that's what our goal is right now, is to improve each day and each game.
A little bit more of a dead week. I mean, only one game. Where right now, up until this point, I mean, it's been so bang, bang, bang for you guys. It seems like you're playing literally every night or traveling on the road somewhere. How do you handle that? And is it a good thing knowing that, hey, we only have one game this week? We can kind of focus on us 4 out of the 5 days during spring break.
Yeah. You know, this week we're going to focus on some things that we need to work on, both pitching and base running and hitting. You know, hopefully we can put something together on Thursday, and then they'll give them a day off Friday, give them a long weekend.
I know that every season kind of has its difficulties, right? I mean, I always talk with football coaches, okay, the potential distractions of homecoming, you know, if we go and we talk basketball, you got this long winter break right in the middle of the season. For you in spring break, I mean, is that kind of the one big obstacle that you have as a manager, trying to, A, keep the kids engaged, knowing that you're not going to get a lot of field time against the opposition, but A, just making sure that this team stays focused and prepared?
Yeah, this year will be definitely different than years past. With our region being bigger the last few years, we have played during spring break region games. This year we don't have that, so we did fill one game. So yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see the difference.
Well, Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you in. It's always fun to talk about the team. Best of luck against Salem Hills, and I'm sure we'll catch up again real soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Always great to catch up with manager Rob Smith here on Drive Time Sports. The Dinos one game later this week. They will be at home Thursday afternoon. We're going to pause for just a moment. We are continuing to take calls for our Big Board Bracket giveaway. $1,000 we're going to give away next Monday during the NCAA National Championship game. Whoever that may be, should definitely be a lot of fun. Love the payouts on this board. Here's the only caveat. You got to be one of the first 100 callers. So I'm giving you a chance right now, 637-5625. That's 637-5625. Dial in right now. Make sure you get your board for our $1,000 giveaway. It's Drive Time Sports. We are live from the Sutherland Studios.